But let's get to the pinky doll drama.
Yeah.
So I don't know if people know how black people work, but we aren't the same skin shade under all lighting. Like, if we hit one light in this room, my black ass is invisible. Well, it's week 5 and we still ain't get canceled.
I'm dying.
Welcome back to TMZ Verified Podcast.
Welcome back.
I don't know how we still ain't get canceled yet.
I know. That's all I'm going to say is I know.
We be saying stuff.
And we need to stop.
We need to stop. We go to people like it.
No, you're right.
The people love us.
Okay.
I'm wild, by the way.
I'm Steph.
It's a holiday this weekend.
I'm excited.
What are you doing for the holiday?
Beach. I'm like bus, club, another club. No, I'm just kidding. You need to leave your house. That's all I'm going to say.
I am leaving my house this weekend.
Are you going to
hang
out?
I'm going to be dipping a little.
Are you going to be hanging out with all of us?
Yes.
I will let you know if he does.
Ah!
He doesn't.
I go outside. I'm outside all the time.
Anyway.
I'm just not outside with y'all. So Pinky Doll is a real person.
First of all, this is the topic of the office right now.
You,
and not one person in this office is not talking about Pinky Doll right now.
And also not one person in this office knew who the hell Pinky Doll was, except the two of us before yesterday.
So I looked at several computers this morning, 6 a.m.
Pinky Doll.
I go, oh.
We go. And what I have to say, we talked to Pinky Doll's manager, Karma. So we were going to have Pinky Doll on last week. Some conflicting schedules. We had to reschedule. So we will have Pinky Doll on at some point, but let's get to the Pinky Doll drama.
Yes.
So I don't know if people know how black people work, but we aren't the same skin shade under all lighting. Like, if we hit one light in this room, my black ass is invisible. There's been some, Stephanie is staring at me, by the way, because she's like, I don't know what to say to this.
I'm just listening.
Okay, so there's a controversy over the weekend because Pinky Doll, she appeared at the Streamy Awards, which, why were we not at the Streamy Awards? I was back home in Philadelphia.
That's why we were invited.
Oh, okay. Well, Pinky Doll went to the Streamy Awards this weekend. She was on stage presenting, and the internet noticed that her appearance, her skin tone, skin shade, was a little bit darker than it appears on her TikTok live. So if you don't know who Pinky Doll is, Pinky Doll is an NPC TikTok streamer. So NPC, that's non-playable character. These are people who go on TikTok and they do things like, and they...
Basically, she can go live, you can tell her or request or pay to have her do things. For example, she'll hypothetically lick an ice cream cone, she'll giddy up like she's on a pony, like she will do whatever you say if you pay, basically.
So anyone who watches the live stream or her TikTok live can then gift her items. So these are things like hot dogs, ice cream cones.
Correct.
Random things. And each of those things have a monetary value. So people like pay her during her live streams. She makes reportedly thousands of dollars on these live streams.
And the niche thing about it is that she acts like an NPC, like a video game character when she's doing these. For example, if someone sends an ice cream, it's equal to this amount of money. And then she does the act of licking the ice cream.
Right. So Pinky Doll, one of the biggest NPC faces on TikTok. We also have to say that there are other NPC people on TikTok and social media who are like huge. So Pinky Doll is not the first, but she's one of the most popular right now. Pinky Doll was at the Streamy Awards this weekend. She was on stage. She was presenting an award. But sis was looking brown skin.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean by brown skin? So in black land, there's like light skin, which is like, this is going to sound really antiquated, but like the lighter skin tone, technically like lighter than a paper bag. It's a really racist, antiquated way of measuring skin tones of black people.
Okay.
But Pinky Doll was like light skin in these videos, or appears to be light skin in these videos. But then when you see her on the Streamy Awards, sis is given brown.
Okay.
I'm talking like caramel chocolate.
Okay.
Full-blown chocolate.
Okay.
Social media basically lit her up. They claim that she was like light skin fishing, white fishing, just trying to in some way minimize her blackness on these NPC streams. But we got Pinky Doll out. Shout out to our guy, Charlie Cotton. And we asked her like, yo, Pinky Doll, are you light skin fishing? Are you pretending to be? Are you depicting yourself as a light skin lady? And this is what she had to say.
Well, you know, when I go to the sun, I can get a little darker, but you know, it's life. What can I do? And I love to be a black woman. Fuck to me.
You think they're just haters who don't get it?
Yeah, I think they're just hating, yeah. Straight. It's hate.
Fuck you, me.
I don't think you understand how much money she's making to where she does not care what anyone has
not
to say.
At all.
And if you look at the video, this is my opinion. If you have a ring light on, if you have, you know, different makeup on, even like, I just don't understand how people don't. I could look tanner in a photo.
And the blonde hair. Like, the blonde hair helps her look just lighter
it's
overall.
But I do think it's a more heavy discussion in terms of like, I'm sure that didn't like, I mean, I don't think she looks like a different person.
No, she literally looks like the same person. And I but let me play like devil's advocate right now.
Okay.
She's a whole skin complexion lighter in these TikTok lives than she is in person.
Okay.
Which, back to your point, the ring light is on.
I'm just saying there's a ring light here in the office, and if I turn it up to max, I will be invisible.
We go Casper.
I'm just saying, like, for sure. Like, so I'm going to take her side on this in but more ways than one.
Don't most people look different in different person lighting than they do online?
Yeah.
I'm like,
I don't think she's caffeinated. I think she looks the same. She just looks like a different. And also, what kind of lighting was at this awards?
That's
we need
the
to be contacting
problem,
the streamies what fluorescent lighting was occurring there and really get mad at them. Maybe it was too dark.
I feel like we all do this, though. Like, we all have, like a social media presence, which might differ a little bit than our Instagram.
Like,
our like
if you
presence.
Go to my Instagram right now, I bet you I'm not every single shade the same.
We go, let me pull up my Instagram right now.
I'm sure mine is, actually. You know what I mean?
And if I look different at the hell are. No, I feel like
this is just a heavier topic of discussion, though, because for people to be focusing on the shade of her skin versus like what's actually occurring at the streamies, like it's just insane. And then for her to be asked about, you know, she's the hottest person right now
in terms of money, in terms
of fame. And it just it's so typical
it's very,
that we're talking about this.
All I'm saying is people need to mind their business. OK, last thing on Pinky Doll, and then I'm over it. Why are people on the internet acting like they don't yell at their kids?
I saw this and I won't lie. I think if my mom was doing some sort of like Zoom back in the day, like if they had like an at-home work thing, I never saw my mom work from home, but like if I did and I came running in, she would have yelled at me.
And said, get your mother.
Like, yeah.
If you don't know what we're talking about, play the clip right now and you'll hear Pinky Doll. She breaks character and talks to her child.
Oh, thank you, baby. This is so cute. Ice cream is so good. Hee-haw, yes. You got me feeling like a cowgirl. Let me run out of time. Oh, thank you, baby. This is so cute. Go sit your ass down. Go. Go. You don't spit on the dog. You don't spit on the dog. Go. Go.
I don't see the problem with that.
I will say I don't like the spitting on the dog.
But yeah, exactly.
I agree
don't
with
spit
her.
On the dog.
Yeah.
I want to pop my kid.
Also, this is her job.
This is her job. She's
I'm
going
to give her a little bit of... I hope she doesn't do it all the time to where she, I'm sure she spends quality time with her child.
Right.
But this is work time for mom. And if you come running in or start spitting on the dog, as she said, like I would get yelled at too.
Yeah. I don't know why you're not teaching y'all kids to be like appropriate functioning human beings in society. But if you interrupt some shit.
Now, if this was every clip of her and we saw this weekly and again, we don't know what's happening behind the scenes.
Right,
we don't.
Right.
But in terms of this is his mom's job. Or this is the child's, what is it, a boy or a girl?
Oh, it's a boy, I believe.
Okay. This is her job. And if you're the child coming in, you're going to get yelled at no matter what.
You're going to get yelled at.
Right.
What's the worst thing you've ever done as a child that you got yelled at for or in trouble for?
I had my first kiss at my mom's job.
How old were you?
14.
Slut. It's like, I'm joking.
for reference, it was... You shouldn't be kissing people at your mom's work.
Yeah. Also, 14.
Another mom. Another mom brought her son, and I was like, "Bingo!"
Wait. Not you making a love connection at your mom's job.
Maybe it was 12. 12 or 14.
You should have kept it at 14.
One of the two.
I think the craziest thing I've done that I've ever gotten in trouble for was. So when I was young, we used to do like a lot of just like unnecessarily bad stuff because we were young kids.
In the club.
Yeah, like young kids, you're bored. What else are you going to do when you're young? We also didn't have like technology back in the day, y'all. So there was
literally
no scrolling on TikTok when we were like 8. So.
I had to beg to go on Barbie.com.
No, it's so
and
no, it's so bad. So me and my cousins, we decided to set a mattress on fire. And that... The mattress
I know
was
Teresa was
ablaze. I mean, y'all like
pissed.
Called the fire department, and it was in an alley, like a back. Okay, I don't know if y'all have this in LA.
Mom,
it's like
mine's
alleyways.
Looking pretty good right now. I was grounded for a whole summer.
Wait.
For kissing at her work.
No, me and my cousins, we literally set a mattress on fire. They had to call the fire department.
I hope my mom watches
it was
this.
Like,
I'm going to send this to her.
It was insane.
Were you and grounded? How long were you grounded for? Let's
I got
compare.
My ass whooped.
But how long were you grounded for?
Oh, I think it was only like... A day, honestly.
I got grounded for a whole summer.
For being a hoe.
Literally, I just can't.
Yeah, no. I Yeah, my mom.
But what I'm saying
ass.
Is, I think our moms were strict.
Yeah, no, my mom whipped my ass, and then my dad came and like did the
look.
Dad
oh my god, wait, this is a perfect example. I went to my mom's work. I got in trouble. He's at his mom's work right now.
And got in trouble. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, and Walmart, and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. So download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.
I want to know what Alex Earle is going to be doing this weekend, honestly, because you know she's going to be having a good time.
She better.
But I also want to talk about the fact that everyone on TikTok is talking about how she might be having a reality show with her family. They've been hashtagging Earle Girls. She's been seen with, you know, a mic pack on, which, you know, to me, that means TV show.
Right.
And as we know, she's recently signed to Alex Cooper's new network called Unwell, and they posted on their Instagram that new shows are coming in September. So to me, that means new show. Another thing is
like the Dixie D'Amelio formula?
I think it's giving more, like, people on TikTok are saying it's giving more Kardashian energy.
It's literally the same thing as the D'Amelios.
No, D'Amelios do not have the same energy.
They try to have that energy, though.
But I think Alex and her family will succeed.
Why?
Because they have the same
money,
elements
Caucasian.
As... Well, there's a girl called Girl Boss Town on TikTok, yes. And she had like a whole breakdown on how she relates the Kardashians to the Earle family.
Okay.
And what I'm saying is the dad is also famous, just like Robert Kardashian, because of the scandal that happened in 2008 from the resignation of Elliot Spitzer from public office. That was a huge scandal.
Who's her dad again?
Her dad is TJ Earle.
Mm-hmm. Who is
married to a girl that was involved in the resignation of the New York governor, Elliot Spitzer.
Gotcha.
I think that's how you pronounce it. So that was a huge scandal back in 2008. And you know how Kim Kardashian's family had the scandal with, you know.
Well, it was a murder trial. Is that
what
you're talking
about? Second I said scandal, yeah, murder.
Someone died.
Right. That's a scandal. Big scandal.
So this Alex Earle girl, first of all, explaining to people, if you haven't, there's a pretty good chance you've seen Alex Earle's face on the internet, but as you probably don't know her name. She's a really attractive.
She's the most popular person on TikTok by far. And I'm just telling you, she's going to be the equivalent of Kim Kardashian in a few years. Her family is the same exact energy, I'm telling you. And the fact that she grew overnight success with TikTok and everything she posts becomes viral, every single video, she's just the mega influencer. And when everyone saw this mic pack on her on a recent TikTok, they thought reality show with Alex Cooper and her new network.
Okay. We have very different TikTok Explore pages.
Right.
I didn't know who Alex Earle was until we were talking about her one day in the office.
Alex Earle is the epitome of a girl's girl and definitely is not on your For You page.
Okay, give me an equivalent of a person who I would know that's like Alex Earle. And for the people out there who may not know who Alex Earle, like who is
there? There's no equivalent. She can do no wrong, like genuinely.
Wow.
The everyone loves her. There's not one hater on the block.
I'm looking
genuinely
her up now,
okay,
don't worry.
But seriously, everyone loves her. Everything she touches turns to gold. She's like seems really genuine and sweet. Haven't met her, but she's also really fun. It looks like on TikTok because she's out all the time, and you like fun people.
She's
love her.
Really fun.
Me trying to make wild love Alex Earle.
Yeah, no, probably not.
I think you would.
I mean, I'm excited for Alex Earle's potential future doing
the Unwell Network.
I'm sorry, I don't get it.
Oh, it's okay. I do.
And that's why we're friends.
Right.
All right, let's talk about Adele and then we're out of here.
Okay. Basically, what happened is Adele had a show in Vegas and everyone is sitting down except this one guy who has some sort of tripod or like selfie stick situation and he's filming himself. Mm-hmm. That is typically normal at like a regular concert, but because it's Adele, kind of like symphony vibes,
it's
I would guess.
It's also a Vegas residency and not a regular concert.
Correct. So everyone's sitting down and he's the only one standing. Eventually, someone from the crowd that's also watching goes, everyone is noticing that you're standing mm-hmm. up. You know, he's really excited to be there. He's crying. He's like excited to be there. And a woman comes up and confronts him and says, everyone's upset that you were standing. And then you want to take it from there?
It's given clout chase. So the woman comes up. She goes, everyone is upset. She goes, can't you see everyone's upset? And she like guides him his ass back down in his chair. And then a few songs later, he gets right back up again and then just returns to his normal antics. But okay. In his defense.
I'm on his side.
Oh, you're on his side.
Oh, we can fight about
okay,
this.
Okay, tell me why.
I'm on his side because they can also stand up. I don't think he should have been maybe like profusely crying.
Screaming. At one point he passed out.
Right. But maybe he's that excited to see her.
Okay.
If Lana Del Rey did a I hope Lana Del Rey sees this. Like if you have a concert, I'm going to be crying. I don't think the antics of the drama with the selfie stick is good. That is the mm-hmm. one thing I will say that's super, I mean, a selfie stick is like, I don't know what exactly thing he had, but that was the obnoxious part.
Right.
I think the crying and the standing up, we are at a concert. I do think maybe it was like out of pocket. Maybe look around, be aware of your surroundings.
Right.
I probably wouldn't do it. I would just be profusely crying in my
just
seat.
Going through the motions.
But what I'm saying is the only part that I don't agree with is like the selfie stick or like filming yourself for it because then it gives off either clout chasing or unnecessary.
So I actually thought the selfie stick was not the problem. The problem for me was the literal screaming. Like, and we'll play a little bit of it here. Like, why are you screaming, bro? So I will say, I've gone to an Adele show, a concert, not the Las Vegas residency. I went to a legitimate, it was the 31 tour. So it was a few years ago. And the only song that people, I mean, there are a few songs, I guess Rolling in the Deep. Rumor has it is another one that's a little boppy. But the one song that she expects people to stand up for and dance is Water Under the Bridge. And that is one of the songs in the video that he's singing around and dancing to. And that's also the point when Adele stops the security, which is super important because everyone's like, Adele was defending this guy.
So that's what I want to get to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obviously on this guy's side because as the performer, Adele seemed to have no issue with him being that excited and profusely crying and filming himself. And at the end of the day, I don't care if there's 50 million people in that room. Mm. She's kind of the only opinion that matters in that room. And she seemed to, I mean, you can see in the clip, she says it's fine.
Right. But the point where she says it's fine and she actually notices what's happening is during Water Under the Bridge. So that is the song that she wants people to be like,
so you think she didn't notice?
I don't think she realized that there was chaos happening prior to that song being played, because at the concert that I went to, she did the exact same thing in Philadelphia. There were two girls that were up. They left their seats. They came all the way up to like the rail of the barricade and they were out of their seats just like jamming, and security guard went and stopped them. And she goes, hey, don't stop those two girls. This is the only song you can dance to. And then you got to sit back down. And that's what she told the crowd. And then they like, we laughed and she continued on with the show. This is the thing she does.
Okay,
but especially for this song.
The problem with the story is we need everyone's POV. I need the security's POV. I need the people behind Adele, behind the concert's POV. I need the people right next to him's POV. I need the people in the nosebleeds.
We go craft services.
Because I need to know everyone's perspective because it does change the storyline.
It changes it.
Because if she only saw him standing through that and not screaming profusely crying during,
like, you don't need to cry like that during When We Were Young.
But if she didn't see it, what you're going with and only saw during that one lively song.
I think that's what happened.
I think she clearly has eyes. She can see him crying, screaming. She was fine with it.
Okay.
Also, I've never been to like a low-key concert before, so I'm probably not the best person to ask for this, but if I had to say, if it's my favorite artist, mm-hmm. I don't think it's necessary to film yourself doing it because it could be distracting, yeah. Especially if it was sort of a selfie situation. But if you're crying, I can't control my emotions.
You know, at the Adele show, you stand for like three songs. The first one.
Okay, that's good.
Water Under the Bridge. And typically the last one.
Hello from me. Not that one?
That's always the first one.
You wouldn't stand for that?
Yeah, but that's the first song. She comes out singing, hello. And then everybody goes, ah! And that's it, though.
And then everyone sits?
And then everyone goes back to their regularly scheduled program.
Maybe we change the concert vibe altogether. Maybe she goes, everyone stand up. You know what I mean? Like, that's on you at that point. Adele, you need to be more strategic about what you want from your people. Taylor Swift will literally be like, sing this bridge with me now. I'm drunk in the back of the car and I cry like a baby coming home from the bar. You know what I mean?
No, I get you.
We need to be more.
You know, Adele needs to spice it up.
Everyone in the room needs to be more straightforward with their expectations.
Who's your favorite artist?
Don't even ask that. We know. Taylor Swift.
I did not know that.
Lana Del Rey.
Do y'all know Stephanie went to the Taylor Swift concert a couple weeks ago? Seven times.
Okay.
I'm joking. How many times did you go? Tell the people.
Don't incriminate me like this.
How many?
Three times.
Was it the same show every time?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were going to say no. I'm like, they always say it's a different show as if she's singing the same damn songs.
I think it's the same, but I had the best time. A different experience every time.
Was it magical?
Yeah, it was magical.
Was it life-changing?
Yes.
Do you feel like you'll recover? These are literally words that I'm asking because people are like, I will never recover from this moment.
I will recover.
Okay.
When I see her again. But I will miss her.
It's so fucking dramatic.
No, literally. It was so good. It was such a good. Anyone who went to the Taylor Swift concerts, you know I'm not being dramatic. It was really great.
There's kind of this thing of people being like Taylor Swift or Beyonce.
No, you can't compare those two.
You can't compare the two because the answer is obviously Beyonce.
I am not going to argue this because I don't even know what I would pick.
I go, pick right now. You have $1,000.
Oh, okay. I only get to go to one concert.
You only get to go to
one Beyonce because I just went to Taylor Swift.
Oh, no, that don't count. I mean, in general, you only got $1,000. It's January 1st, 2023. Both of them are coming this summer. You haven't gone to Taylor. You still go to Taylor Swift?
Did I not go already?
The bar is on the floor with y'all in this Taylor Swift show.
It's really hard to compare those two.
That's because it's not comparable. And no one wants to admit the fact that Taylor Swift is not.
The first thing I just said was that they're uncomparable. You can't compare the two.
I feel like people be acting like Taylor Swift be doing anything other than walking around without tripping over her feet. Like,
I would never compare the two.
And it's how she walks.
Also, like, are they even in the same lane?
You got that James Dean J. Like, as opposed to,
The first thing you asked me, I want everyone to remember, is that he asked me if you had to choose, and I said, I can't compare those two.
Oh, you did. I'm just yelling at. I'm arguing with the people.
Okay.
I'm arguing with
Let's
the people.
Let's make that clear then, because I can't choose. I love them both.
If y'all hear a lot of banging situation happening during the show, it's because Stephanie decided she was really angry today and she wanted to bang the shit out of the
I'm
desk.
Angry at that question.
Okay. You got a question for me?
I do. If you could meet any TikToker, who would it be? This is going to be good.
Oh, there's this guy named Calvin Grimes, okay. And I fucking love him.
What does he do?
He does these like random videos where he walks up to people in a grocery store and asks them for like random shit. Like he'll be like, hey, feed me that grape. And the like old person will like feed him a grape. Or he'll be like, I make wigs. Can I try this wig on you? And he'll like physically take the person's wig off and like put a new wig on. It's the
Oh my God, I love that.
It's the funniest thing in the world. After. No, that's my favorite TikTok person.
I thought you'd be like, I don't have one.
Oh my God, no.
Okay.
Who's your favorite TikTok? If you could meet any TikTok person.
And
you
better not say Earl. Alex.
Ow, you can't say that. All right, well, we got to get out of here.
Thank you guys for watching.
Yes, and as you're watching, like you should download the podcast. We got to tell the people how to support the show without.
Download the podcast, like, subscribe, comment. And if you ask a question, maybe we'll reply.
Yes. So on your favorite podcast app. Add us to your favorite shows. So it's not, I mean, downloading is great and listening is great, but like add us to your shows. So you just have to.
If you want us to keep this going, you better get to downloading.
If you don't want us to be canceled.
That's what I'm saying.
No, add us to your favorite shows. Rate us. Write a review. Tell us how much you love us, how much you don't. Talk about Stephanie's coke eyes. Talk about my ponytail. Like, I don't know. Literally, talk to us. And
see you next episode.
Bye.